We end our news stories with concerns from the NNUH about cancer treatments and the release of a seal to the wild. But first news of a Norwich City Football Club party.
Norwich is gearing up for what could be a memorable promotion party on Bank Holiday Monday, when the victorious Canaries will parade through the city streets. Norwich City's triumphant return to the Premier League could yet be capped by the Carrow Road club being named champions if they pick up at least a point at Aston Villa. But whatever the result, tens of thousands of fans are set to turn the city's streets into a sea of yellow and green as they cheer on the players. The Norwich City flag is flying over the John Lewis store in All Saints Green, while St Giles-on-the-Hill Church intends to ring out its bells to salute the team. The celebrations start at 9 a.m, where BT Sport host and Canaries supporter Jake Humphrey will compare talks with City players and coaching staff. Memories of a remarkable season will be relived on the balcony of City Hall from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. before a moment to celebrate promotion and potentially winning the championship. The players and club staff will then board two buses, which will set off from outside Denkora House in Theatre Street at 11 a.m. The parade will go down Theatre Street, turning into Red Lion Street and past Norwich Castle via Castle Meadow. The coaches will then turn left into Upper King Street and Tombland, and then turn into Palace Street, where the parade will end close to the Wig and Pen pub. It will last for about an hour and a quarter.
10 abandoned snakes were among 130 exotic pets rescued by the RSPCA in Norfolk in 2018. A woman called the charity to report the snake's abandonment on a doorstep in Shipfield off Sproston Road in Norwich. It was one of the 289 calls made to the charity about an exotic animal in Norfolk last year. Nationally, around 15,790 calls were made about exotic creatures, more than one an hour. Inspector Emily Astelbury, who called to attend to the Shipfield snakes, said the snakes were all lethargic and curled up together in three tanks with food. She took the five young and four adult boa constrictors and a royal python to a specialist centre where they were nursed back to health and have since been successfully rehomed. The RSPCA believes a lack of research by owners into the care of exotic animals is one reason why they escape or are abandoned or neglected. The RSPCA, which has a team of specially trained exotics officers, rescued more than 4,000 exotic animals in 2018, including more than 500 snakes, more than 300 turtles, 145 bearded dragons, 5 raccoon dogs, and even 4 marmosets and 1 wallaby.
Star of stage and screen Sir Ian McKellen treated an audience of octogenarians to an unforgettable afternoon at Norwich Playhouse. Sir Ian's one-man show is touring 80 venues across the UK this year to celebrate the acclaimed actor's 80th birthday in May. The tour came to the Norwich Playhouse for 3 performances, including a free matinee for others turning 80 this year, and a guest, coordinated by Archant and the Norwich Playhouse. The show was jam-packed with anecdotes from McKellen's illustrious career, and he began the show dressed as Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. He also took the audience on a journey through all of Shakespeare's plays. He has appeared in most of them, and he recited passages along the way. There were also more poignant moments where he discussed coming out as gay to his stepmother, and how he discovered his love of theatre as a boy. The audience gave Sir Ian a standing ovation at the end of the show, and he then returned the favour by singing Happy Birthday to them.
More than a quarter of cancer patients in Norfolk had to wait more than 2 months for their first treatment, as doctors' leaders feared a hidden crisis may have caused their condition to become more grave. The aim is for 85% of cancer patients to be treated within 62 days of referral, but between December and February, 225, or 26.7%, of patients across Norfolk's three hospitals were, to quote, left in limbo, according to the British Medical Association, the BMA. BMA Council Chairman Dr. Chand Nagpal said, to quote, behind these statistics, which show the NHS plunged deeper into crisis this winter, are stories of real lives in distress. Forcing a patient to wait 2 months for their first cancer treatment is shameful for a leading nation, and as a doctor, I can imagine only too well the distress this will cause to them and their families. It also places stress on the clinicians who treat them, as they are well aware the cancer may have worsened during the delay. The worst performance was at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, where 30% of patients were not treated within the time frame. But both the James Paget Hospital, JPUH, in Galston, and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, QEH, in King's Lynn, also missed the target, with 20% and 22% respectively waiting longer.
Norfolk and Waveney's cancer charity, Big C, has celebrated completing the refurbishment of its support and information centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The afternoon tea took place with special guests, the Lilac Ladies, Ladies in League Against Cancer, a fundraising group which raises funds for Big C and who generously provided £20,000 to fund the refurbishment. In recognition of the Lilac Ladies' continued support for Big C, the event marked the opening of the Lilac Lounge, a relaxation space within the centre. The Big C Centre in Norwich has recently been given a fresh new look to ensure the very best environment for cancer care. It's the centre's first redecoration since it opened in 2006 and retains its warmth while providing a clearer information area with new private seating.
Having spent months living in the lap of luxury, Pinkafo the seal seemed less than enthusiastic about returning to life on the breezy east coast. But once she caught the scent of the sea, the Atlantic grey rushed towards the waves, flexing her flippers in delight in the rippling surf, watched by a bank of cameras. Wildlife charity workers and volunteers hailed the release as a huge success after months of diligent nursing at the RSPCA's Animal Hospital in East Winch. Pinkafo, originally called Mrs. Pink Frisbee, was just clinging to life when she was finally caught by the Friends of Horsey Seals in December last year. David Vice said patrols had been waiting and watching for 3 months to ambush the animal, who was being slowly killed by a frisbee cutting deeply into her neck. It was touch and go whether she would make it through the first night, and to see her race towards the shore with barely backwards glance was all that anyone could have hoped for. People buying toys for their dogs are advised to buy a solid frisbee rather than the hollow ring, which ideally should not be sold at all in seaside shops because of the risk to wildlife. Giving Pinkafo a second chance had cost thousands of pounds in fish alone. Meanwhile, another seal, Sir David, is still in isolation while he recovers from similar injuries.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you've provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. When you finish with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Jane Evans on part one. Your editor was Sarah Lusher, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So, that's all from us here at Chatterbox. And so from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.